All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday on this day. Glad you are here. And today I'm wrapping up this 10-week motivational series on the process of Lose, Love, and Live by author Dan Mosley, The Spiritual Gifts of Loss and Change. And we know that we go through all of that. Each and every single element of creation goes through that. And so the scripture that I want to point to is John 3:3. It says, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." And all the disciples looked around and said, "What is he talking about? Because that makes no sense. What you talking about, Willis? It makes no sense, being born from above." Well, this is the process of becoming new. That's the theme of today. And we went through naming the loss, feeling the pain, being angry, remembering, guilt, forgiving, gratitude, play, practice, and now becoming new. And again, these aren't linear. They're all jumbled together in the great blender called emotions and the human life. But I want to focus on becoming new. You see, becoming a new creation is not something that you do. It is something that happens to you, like being born. You really didn't do anything for that. It was a gift to you. And so this experience of growing through the grieving process is a kind of birthing into new life. And birthing into new life comes when you often least expect it. It usually comes in fits and starts. It may start with moments when you feel comfortable being in your skin. When the driving energy you once had to run from your fears and to fill your life with frenetic activity will seem to have dissipated, you find you can sit and rest, sinking into the present moment and accept the grace of it. But becoming new, it may not happen for years. But when you arrive at that stage, you will have become someone who knows joy, true joy. You know you will have reached that point in the process when you feel maybe like a child again, when you are open to what is around you as a newborn. Rebirth does not entail coming to some way of being that you consciously always choose. Rather, it's like an infant who's awake and open to all around her. An infant has not been conditioned to define some things as good and some things as bad. She is simply open to tasting and seeing, touching and discovering. You know you are becoming new when your senses and desires are once again awake and alive. This experience with the grieving process teaches us that becoming new often happens to us. It's not something we just can create in ourselves. It comes to us when we feel the pain. And that pain has been integrated into who we are, no longer a barrier to new experiences. It comes to us when we have remembered well what was lost and remembered long enough that it no longer defines us, but simply informs who we are. It comes to us when we have experienced the grace of forgiveness, no longer being haunted by the guilt of what might have been or was not, or what was not that might have been. It comes to us when we feel strong enough to play again, to explore the larger world around us. It comes to us when we develop our new discoveries and find our life and our love within them. Becoming a new creation doesn't mean we will forget the past. We will remember it as a source of understanding of who we are and who we are becoming. The past, with all of its pain and pleasure, will have a bittersweet quality to it. The threads of memory tinged with tears and thanksgiving, those have woven themselves into a comforter, wrapping us and warming us as we go through life. When we awake one day and realize we are living into the present in a natural and more relaxed way, not really working at it, but letting it open up us to the world within and around us, that's when we will feel a new joy and a new contentment. Because we feel more secure in who we have become, we can then better integrate the past and the present and the future. not going with answers all the time, but living the mystery and living the question. The becoming of a new self is the awareness that who we have been, who we are, and who we are becoming are no longer in painful struggle with one another. We feel whole. There will certainly be moments when emptiness will cause us to feel fractured and broken, but much of the time we will find a measure of peace, the peace that surpasses all human understanding. No one can predict when this gift will come. Its arrival is usually a surprise. It comes in those moments when we feel at home in our own skin. It isn't some constant state of well-being. That kind of experience is utopia, expecting a state of nirvana that only leads to disappointment. That's not what we talk about. But there will be more moments of awareness where we are alive and that life is good and everything is worth it and all is worth sharing. To be born anew in the spirit is to be alive to the living, to be alive in that creative spirit that breathes and moves around us. We will know the gift of rebirth and that it's come to us when we are able to be awake and to see the creative love of God in all of this world around you. And you will have moments of delight when your desires and your experiences, when those marry together and light shimmers in your heart and you say, it's okay. It's all right. There's something here worth holding on to, worth experiencing anew. And there, in that moment, in those moments, you're experiencing that strength that comes to you again, as if for the first time. Well, the best companions for this kind of work of becoming new, these companions are the ones who are with you and let you feel at home. These are the individuals that you've met along the way who, like the new person who's been born, they see it. They're like, whoa, I see it. Do you see it? And they are folks who know how to celebrate with you as you experience that joy and let it bubble through you. These companions may or may not include people who knew you before. If they are persons who've known you before and have been able to accompany you on your journey, you are doubly blessed. But for some, they may be brand new, where they're just coming alongside you for the first time, walking with you in the discovery of the new world. But they'll also be able to sit with you by the fire as you remember the rich gifts of who you were before and who you are becoming even now. And so you'll have old and new acquaintances as good companions. And as you integrate all of this into your life, perhaps there may be even a new community that emerges around you who will be able to share and to celebrate and add to the incredible story that God is writing within your life. You know, this process of discovery, of becoming. Again, we know there's a lot of work. And so we give ourselves to the habits and the rituals and the practices. But we truly rely on God's Spirit to renew and to refresh and to reawaken. So remember, to live is to love. To love is to lose. To lose is to live. To live is to love. And those things just keep on going, just as grace is poured into all of our lives. And so as you go on this journey throughout your life many times over, again, be a good companion for others. Let others be good companions unto you. For loss and change are a real part of our humanity. And even then, God is with us and God is for us. So stay motivated on this day. live in the abundant life that God desires for you. All right. Good day.